This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Bird flu hits Thanksgiving here and abroad. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. First to China, which has reported its highest ever daily number of COVID infections despite stringent measures designed to eliminate the virus. More than 31,000 new cases were recorded for Wednesday. It's a tiny percent of the population, but high for China, which has largely kept the virus at bay. The BBC's Suranjana Tiwari reports from Singapore.
Residents of Beijing have been asked to reduce their movements and test before entering public venues. China's zero COVID policy is causing frustration amongst its 1.4 billion people, sparking protests and hitting productivity. Protests turned violent at the world's biggest iPhone plant on Wednesday in a rare show of dissent. All this comes as officials began loosening some COVID measures, including mass testing and quarantine, and said they're also trying to avoid citywide lockdowns.
That's Suranjana Tiwari for the BBC in Singapore. We learned this week that the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to about 6.6%, according to Freddie Mac. Mortgage rates are falling a bit because there just isn't a whole lot of demand for them at such high levels. Last Thanksgiving, rates were just above 3%. But there is one type of home loan that's been getting more popular lately, home equity lines of credit, or HELOCs, which let homeowners borrow against their equity. That type of lending rose 5% in the third quarter, according to real estate company Adam Data. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
One reason home equity lines of credit are popular is because they tend to have lower interest rates than personal loans or credit cards, says Rick Sharga with Adam Data.
Because they are secured against your home, and so the risk is much lower for lenders. Therefore, they can pass along lower rates to borrowers.
And that can be pretty appealing. Sharga says instead of buying a new home at today's mortgage rates, many current homeowners have been using HELOCs to do home improvements instead.
Make modifications, add new parts of the house, update or upgrade things.
But Sharga says the growth of HELOC lending has started to slow down. That could be because home prices have started to fall, which makes HELOCs more risky, says Susan Wachter, a real estate professor at the Wharton School.
We can't rule out significant declines in home prices over the coming year, depending on if we have recession and how deep it is.
If that happens, Wachter says anyone who defaults on a HELOC could face serious consequences, since their collateral is their home. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
The U.S. is headed for a record number of cases of avian flu. It affects wild birds and farm-raised ones alike. 49 million birds in 46 states so far have died or been culled as a result of the outbreak, and turkey is more expensive here in the U.S. because supply has been reduced. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So is it fewer turkeys, higher prices? Is that simple as that?
Well, fewer big turkeys, and that's where prices were most likely higher this year. Remember when we were all looking for smaller birds over the last couple of years? Well, people are gathering in bigger numbers this year. They want larger turkeys. But this avian flu epidemic left a lot of farmers with less time to grow bigger turkeys. So that's where people may have struggled to find what they were looking for and at a good price. But officials at the USDA say there was no shortage of turkeys, and prices were up more in some areas and some categories than others.
So how much higher were prices this year compared to last?
So it really depends on where you were in the country and when you bought. The longer you waited, the better the deals got. Perhaps around 20% more for a turkey in some cases in October, perhaps a lot lower now. The USDA says whole turkeys are costing about 1% to 6% more than last year as of today. And a lot of grocers sell turkeys without profit to get people in the door to buy other stuff. And that's where prices have skyrocketed. Potatoes, for example, 45% more right now. A package of stuffing, if you're not making one yourself, 14% more. And the list goes on, Sabri.
All right. Nova, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The avian flu problem is worse in the UK, where turkey is actually hard to come by at all. Here to tell us more about that is my marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London. Good morning, Victoria.
Morning, Sabri.
So what's the situation in the UK?
Well, we're seeing the worst ever outbreak of bird flu this year here. At the end of last month, to give it a little bit of context, the UK's chief veterinary officer warned of a rapid escalation in the number of cases, not just in wild birds, but on commercial farms in England. And in October alone, 2.3 million birds had to be culled as a result of the outbreak. For butcher shops that depend on those birds this time of year, it's been a really big problem. And while there are still turkeys out there, they are in very short supply this year. So I talked to one manager at a shop called the Ginger Pig, which relies on just one bird supplier, and that farm saw its entire flock of 18,000 birds destroyed by the virus this fall. I spoke to Slavo Vitrovsky. He's the store manager of the Ginger Pig at a store here in central London.
We are aware about the avian flu, but nobody expects this farm because it's very well separated. They don't mix any birds with the others. It just happened and we can do nothing with that. Some of the customers, they didn't know about the flu. Some of them just leaving the shop, some of them just coming back because they know the quality of our meat, placing the order with the other stuff.
So are there alternatives for Thanksgiving? I mean, I know, you know, turkey's the big one here, but I mean, are there other things people eat in the UK?
Yeah, so turkey is the most prominent for Christmas here, and obviously expats like me like to go buy one for Thanksgiving. Slavo, though, the store manager, told me that the biggest Thanksgiving seller this year, because there is no turkey, is beef Wellington.
All right, Victoria hosts the first edition of our program out of the BBC in London. Thanks, Victoria, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sabri. Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.